Madam Chairperson, India reiterates the high importance that it has always attached to the Biological Weapons Convention and to its universalization and its full and effective implementation. We have actively participated in the 9th review conference of the Biological Weapons Convention and look forward to a substantive upcoming intersessional process. As we approach the start of BWC's working group, we reiterate our call for institutional strengthening of the convention, including negotiation of a comprehensive and a legally binding protocol providing for an effective, universal, and non-discriminatory verification mechanism. We also believe that effective implementation of Article 10 could bring equitable benefits for states' parties, in particular developing countries. I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your statement. I have no more delegations on the list of speakers. I see now Syrian Arab Republic and Russian Federation. Syrian Arab Republic, you have the floor.
شكراً سيدة الرئيسة. أشكرك على عقد هذا الاجتماع. لم أكن أنوي لأخوض.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you for convening this meeting. I was not intending to take the floor since our national positions have been made clear elsewhere and in the high-level segment of this conference on disarmament, in which we affirmed serious support to commencing a legally binding instrument to combat chemical and biological terrorism within the CD, as maintained in the presentation of China. I have taken the floor to respond to the representative of the German regime, in which she made unfounded claims on the incidence of chemical use in Syria. She continues to represent the Western position towards the situation in Syria. Her reference to that the review conference of the Chemical Weapons Conference last week, she said that the use of chemical weapons was not an issue of agreement between the member states in the convention. This regime still provides legal cover to terrorist groups active in Syria that have been using this type of chemical weapons during the Syrian crisis. I'm mentioning Germany in particular because it keeps to support the White Helmet organization, which is the main arm of the Sham Liberation Front, a terrorist group listed on the list of terrorist groups of the United Nations, of the Security Council. It continues to support the White Helmets despite the clenching evidence that this very organization had been behind the fabrication of many chemical use stories in Syria, continuing to making such fabrications and claims in the United Nations fora will not convince the member states of the United Nations about the credibility of such